Redemption is to put the glory of Christ on display in purchasing and purifying his bride, the Church. True womanhood, at the center of God's purpose. Now, where does this take us in regard to the ultimate meaning of true womanhood? It does not take us to wimpy theology or wimpy women. It is not wimpy to say that God created the universe and governs all things to magnify his own grace in the death of his Son for the salvation of his bride. That's not wimpy. And it doesn't lead to wimpy womanhood. But it does lead to womanhood. True womanhood. In fact, it leads to the mind-boggling truth that womanhood and manhood, femininity and masculinity, belong at the center of God's ultimate purpose. Womanhood and manhood were not an afterthought or a peripheral thought in God's plan. God designed them precisely so that they would serve to display the glory of his Son dying to have his happy, admiring bride. Created to display Jesus' glory. Genesis 1:27 says, God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. Sometimes we make the mistake of thinking God created us this way, and then later when Christ came to do his saving work, God looked around and said, "Well, that's a good analogy, man and woman. I'll describe my son's salvation with that. I'll say it's like a husband dying to save his bride." It didn't happen like that. God did not look around and find manhood and womanhood to be a helpful comparison to his son's relation to the church. He created us male and female precisely so that we could display the glory of his son. Our sexuality is designed for the glory of the Son of God, especially the glory of his dying to have his admiring bride. In Ephesians 5:31, Paul quotes Genesis 2:24. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. In other words, from the beginning, manhood and womanhood were designed to display the glory of Christ in his relationship to the church, his bride. A distinctive calling to display the glory of Christ. In other words, the ultimate meaning of true womanhood is this. It is a distinctive calling of God to display the glory of his Son in ways that would not be displayed if there were no womanhood. If there were only generic persons and not male or female, the glory of Christ would be diminished in the world. When God described the glorious work of his Son as the sacrifice of a husband for his bride, he was telling us why he made us male and